Oh my God, not to be done this year. Gyanan Janishalakaya Chakshur and Militamena Tasmaishi Gurave Namaha Gurave Horachandraya Radhikai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktai Tad Bhaktai Namo Namaha Deham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Prabram Rajarasrasikamcha Narayanam Tamprapannam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramana Prasthai Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktitamcha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my internal pranams to the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Mithilai Shivan Bhaktivedanta Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And Mithilai Shivan Bhaktivedanta Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To our entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga. And to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. To our guardians. So, since a year and a half now, we've been listening to Sri Gopal Champu. So, by the causeless mercy of Nitlaya Shivan Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj, we've been listening to this book. As the Vaishnavas have said previously, that it was Trivikram Maharaj who gave this book to them. No, and Trivikram Maharaj, while handing over this book, said, if you don't read this book, how will you ever be absorbed in Brajaras? No. So you must read this book, he said. So then he handed over this book to the Vaishnavas. Then since last year, we've been listening to so many pastimes of Gopal Champu. No. We've been listening how Jiva Goswami, beginning from Krishna's birth, he's been describing so many different leelas, so many different pastimes. And we see even in that, this black songbook, there if you see, right after Gopi Geet, there is this Vilas Manjari Geet. No? Those, there are actually verses which are parallel to the Gopi Geet. In this way, Jiva Goswami, he has composed all these Sanskrit verses which are parallel to those verses in the Bhagavatam. No, that's what he has done. But there you should say that Jiva Goswami has written this book in Golok Vrindavan, he has said. Not here. It is not a book of this world. It is a book of Golok Vrindavan. And we see also especially, just a few days before, we were listening about the marriage between Srimati Radhika and Krishna. No, this marriage, this pastime of their marriage, we were listening. So then we may think that in Braj, there is always a Parakiya Bhav. So how did this Swakiya Bhav come? If you see especially, Radha and Krishna, they're actually married in Golok. You see, the spiritual world has four different prakosts. Prakosth means a chamber. Means like one particular area specific to that particular leela. Like we see, there is Golok, then there is Dwaraka, and then there's Mathura, and then there's Gokul. So we see here in Golok, Radha and Krishna are married. So therefore we hear, just a few days before, Jiva Goswami was saying how Srimati Radhika is married to Krishna and how all these different leelas took place. No. I also remember sometime before, we heard this pastime of Akrura stealing this Shamantaka jewel. Oh. So therein we heard how Akrura, he stole this jewel from Satyajit, Satyabhama's father. And then how he went to, how he had to leave Dwaraka, how he went to Kashi, he had to leave Kashi, how he went to Mithila, he had to leave Mithila also. In this way, we heard how Akrura was, you know, how could he do such a thing, being an eternal associate of Krishna? So therein we hear, why did he do this? It was because of his offense to the gopis. No, because when Akrura was taking Krishna and Baladeva away, Jiva Goswami describes how the gopis were actually thinking that none of the elderly Vrajavasis like Nanda, Yashoda, Upananda, Parjanya, no one is saying anything. Why are they not saying anything? So they tried stopping the horse. One gopi held on to the ropes that Akrura was holding on to. Another gopi, she was... all the gopis, they lay down in front of the horses. And then anyhow, Akrura, he went through in a zigzag way and went over all the... without touching any of the gopis, and he took Krishna and Baladeva away. So there in Jiva Goswami, he describes that the gopis, they actually, on the pretext of chastising Akrura, they're actually chastising who? Vidatha himself, the creator. You know, like we see in this Brahmar Geet, when Srimati Radhika has this conversation with this bumblebee. No, she's having this conversation with this bumblebee. Actually, we see that when she's speaking to this bumblebee, it seems she's speaking to Krishna himself. No, and actually she's even chastising Uddhava also. No, like we see when Srimati Radhika was telling the bumblebee that, oh, you're so shameless. No, you're always resting on the garlands of Krishna's beloveds in Mathura. No, who are Krishna's beloveds in Mathura? The queens, the Yadav Patnis. Therefore, your whiskers are yellow. Your Shatpada, Srimati Radhika is addressing the bumblebee as, means you're six-legged. You see, normally, four-legged animals are very stupid. No, they're very stupid. Like if you see this Siddhartha, why is he called Gautam? Gautam means his intelligence is like a cow. Therefore, he's Gautam. Means very stupid, for four-legged, like a four-legged animal. So here also you see, Srimati Radhika, when she's addressing this bumblebee, she's saying, you're Shatpada, you're six-legged. Therefore, your intelligence is also very small. Just see, you're so shameless. You're gone from the one garland of one beloved to another. And because of that kumkum, which is present in the garlands, your whiskers have become like yellowish red or reddish yellow. So you're so shameless. And then you come in front of me like this. So Jiva Goswami is describing, no, all these leelas. So then we hear that the bumblebee is telling Srimati Radhika that my whiskers are actually always like this. They're of this color. I was born with them. So please don't blame me. So then Srimati Radhika is saying the queens of Dwaraka, they can be misled by Krishna, but not we. We can never be misled. Then the bumblebee is asking Srimati Radhika that why can you not stop thinking about Krishna? She said, this is our disease. We cannot stop thinking and talking about him, even though we want to forget him. So here Srimati Radhika, she is addressing this bumblebee and saying, so how can you, how dare you come in front of us like this? So this way Uddhav, he is feeling very ashamed. Why? Because he came on the golden chariot that Krishna sent him on. This is actually the golden chariot of who? Of Kansa. No, this golden chariot. So what did Krishna do? After killing Kansa, he sent Uddhava on this chariot. So when the gopis saw this chariot coming, when Srimati Radhika saw this chariot coming, then they thought, alas, fire on our lives. It seems that there is no one there to do Pindadan for Kansa in Mathura. So therefore, we see Krishna has sent the Yadavas from Mathura to collect our hearts, to offer us Pinda, oblations for Kansa. So this way they're chastising Srimati Radhika's, not chastising, she's speaking these words, you know, these sarcastic words, Shleshukti it is called. She's speaking such sarcastic words to Krishna and Uddhava while pointing to the bumblebee. So similarly, Jiva Goswami is describing how the gopis using Akrura are actually chastising Vidata, the creator, using Akrura as like a pretext, as a medium. Therein, Jiva Goswami is describing how in those verses, the gopis have described Vidata in three ways. First, he's very nishtur, very cruel. Second, he is Duratma. He is very... Duratma means a Dushtatma, means he's very wicked, this Vidata, this creator. And third is Aparan Data, means he is the Data, the giver, who has now upharan, means he has taken away what he has given. So therefore he is very ungrateful also. So this way, Jiva Goswami, he is describing these moods of the gopis in these ways. And first he is describing how the gopis are saying Akrura is not Akrura, he is Krura. He is very nishtur. What is the meaning of nishtur? Nishtur means very cruel, not caring for others. Like this example is given, no, that how this Ashwatthama, what did he do? In the middle of the night, he went, he killed all the sons of the Pandavas, he killed Drishtadyumna, he killed all the soldiers of the Pandavas in the middle of the night. He killed everyone in the camp and he collected the 5 heads of the Pandavas and he came to Duryodhan. And then Duryodhan said, give me the head of Bhim. So then when the head of Bhim was given, Duryodhan immediately he broke that head into 2 pieces. Then he said, this is not the head of Bhim. Bhim is like a thunderbolt. His head cannot be so weak. He said, you're cheating me, you cheater. Whose head is this? And Duryodhan, anyhow, he saw it was the son of Bhim, the head. He said, how can you be like this? How can you be so nishtur, so cruel? No, cannot be like this. So then, this is the meaning of cruel, nishtur. So then the gopis are saying, Akrura is so cruel. Rather, Vidhata is so cruel. Why? Because first, what did he do? He made us relish the beauty of Krishna's divine form. He made us relish the beauty of Krishna's feet, of his hands, of his cheeks, of his forehead. He made us relish the entire form of Krishna. Actually, you see, the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, she cannot see Krishna's form all at once. She cannot see. Once, Padma, the Sakhi of Chandravali, she told Lalita and Vishakha that, oh, today my Sakhi Chandravali, she had the full darshan of Krishna. From head to toe, she saw him. She is so fortunate. So this way, Padma wanted to make Lalita and Vishakha jealous. So then, Lalita and Vishakha said, oh, really? Chandravali, your Sakhi has seen all of Krishna from head to toe. But our Sakhi, Srimati Radhika, she is so unfortunate. If she sees only Krishna's feet, her eyes become fixed there. She sees Krishna's arms, her eyes become fixed there. She sees his forehead, her eyes become fixed there. So then your Sakhi, she is so fortunate. Our Sakhi is so unfortunate. In this way, they were actually taunting Padma. They were saying that your Sakhi is so unfortunate. Just look at our Sakhi. Just seeing one form, one part of Krishna's form, she becomes mesmerized. She cannot even proceed to see the other parts of Krishna's form. So this way, we see that the gopis, they're saying that the Creator, he made us relish this lavanya of Krishna, his loveliness, his sweetness, madhurya, so many things. And then what did he do? He, very cruel, he placed these eyelids on our eyes. We were blinking. And then also he would send Krishna away for cowherding. So we could not see him all this while. No. So then this way they chastised him. You're very nishtur. And then in the second verse, this is Jiva Goswami's commentary to this 39th chapter of the 10th canto. If you've seen his Gopal Champu, he's saying, because this especially stood out for me, this when the Vaishnava spoke about this Akrura visiting Vrindavan. So this way we see that then they addressed him as Duratma. He's very wicked. See, who is a Duratma? A Duratma is one who is, what does he do? He's actually always hoping that the others, something bad happens to them. So this way the gopis are saying this Vidhata, this Creator is so, he's like a small child. Like if you see a small ignorant child, what does he do? He builds something and then he breaks everything again. So this way this Duratma, this wicked Creator, this Akrura, what did he do? He took Krishna away from us. And what did this Vidhata do? That we had the association of Krishna for so long, for so many days, for so many years we had. And then what did he do? He took us away from him. How can he do this? No. And then he is the Apharan Data. This is the third way they address the Vidhata, as the Apharan Data. What is the meaning of the Apharan Data? It means he is the giver who gave us, he gave us the association of Krishna. Then what did he do? He stole Krishna again. He stole Krishna again away from us. So this way he is like the giver who's stealing. No, like we see that King Riga. He gave one cow to one Brahmin. He gave thousands of cows and one cow went to another Brahmin. And then this way they said, you're like a lizard changing colors. How can you give one person what you've already given to another? How can you do like this? So they said, Vidhata is also like this. So Sir Jiva Goswami, you see, in all these ways, he's bringing forth the separation of the gopis. Because if you see, like this Sakya Leela that he has described in Gopal Champu, Radhikarani, Radharani marrying Krishna, if you see, some parts he said, I have written not for my sake, I have written for the sake of my followers, he said. Because you see, in Kali Yuga especially, this paramour love is very much misunderstood. So Jiva Goswami, he is a Tattvacharya. No, what is the meaning of being a Tattvacharya? The meaning of a Tattvacharya is, what does he do? He protects the river of Ras, the river of Prema. You see, the river of Prema is flowing. And what did Jiva Goswami do? On both sides of the river, he placed very big stones of his philosophy, of his Tattva, so that no apavichar, so that no misconceptions will enter this river. He protected it. He protected both the banks. So this way, Jiva Goswami is describing these leelas. And then we also heard so many other leelas regarding Dwaraka. And we heard how Nanda Baba, you see, every moment, although he is in Vrindavan, he is always thinking about Krishna. No, just see, he is always thinking about him. You see, if any of these dutas, these messengers would go to Dwaraka or Mathura, you see, Nanda Baba is always asking, where is he? Where is he? No, where is Krishna? How is he? No. And then the Dwaraka and then the dutas are saying, oh, on this day he married Rukmini, and this pastime happened, that pastime happened in Dwaraka. And especially here, if you see, who are the main speakers of Gopal Champu? If you think about it, the main speakers are Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. No, Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, they're the ones who are speaking all these leelas of Krishna. And when they're speaking all these pastimes of Krishna, all the Vrajavasis are there listening. And they're listening with so much rapt attention, so attentively, you know, they're drinking by their ears. And Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, they're speaking all these different leelas. And then they're listening as if Krishna is right there in front of them. And if you see, who are Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta? For this, the Vaishnavas, they describe this Dambandhan Leela. And this very Leela, this Dambandhan Leela, when Gurudev spoke about this Leela to Param Gurudev, we see how Param Gurudev was weeping. And all these tears of ecstasy were flowing down his cheeks. And he was weeping and he was rolling on the ground. And his bodily color was changing. He was perspiring. He was stunned in ecstasy. The hair on his body was standing erect. All these Ashtasattvic bhavs were not seen, were seen in their fully blazing form. Means Deepta, Udipta and Sudipta. Means Sudipta means they were seen in their fully blazing form there. When Gurudev was speaking this Leela, Paramgurudev was weeping so much. And what was that Leela? How Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda. And then how in the end, when Nanda Baba is sitting with Krishna and Baladev on his two laps, he's saying, you want to go back to Mother Yashoda? And then he's saying, no. And then Mother Rohini is saying, what if she snaps a finger? And then she's saying, what if Mother Yashoda dies? And then Krishna immediately, he got down from his father's lap and he's embracing his mother. And everyone there is weeping in Nanda Bhavan, everyone. And Param Gurudev was weeping so much when he heard about this from Gurudev. So we heard that Leela. And then, like the Leela which is clinging on to my memory is the one we heard about Dantavakra. No, Dantavakra, we heard. We see this Dantavakra, this Vaishnavas were explaining. He was a demon with crooked teeth, this Dantavakra. So we see how, because this pastime of Dantavakra is very important for us. Although we may think, oh, Krishna is just killing this one demon. No, Jai Vijay Kema Shishupalan Dantavakra. We see this Leela is very important for us. Because herein, many people say Krishna is a liar. Why? Because Krishna, he promised to all the Vrajavasis and to especially all the Vrajadevis that I will come the day after tomorrow, tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. But I will come. Even if I don't come in 2-3 days, I will come. So we see Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. No, this is also a name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satya Sankalpa. Satya Sankalpa means every vow they make, every vow he makes, he promises to fulfill. He will never break his word. He'll never break his promise. This Ram also said, no, this Raghukula Riti Sadachaliyai, Pranajai Varu Vachananajai. So here Krishna, how can he be a liar? He's promised to the Rajavasis that I will come the day after. So he did come. No, Krishna did come. Because we hear the Vaishnavas are explaining that all the Brajavasis, no, the Rajadevis were in Uddhavkyari and the Sakhas were in Matvan. But if you see, most of them were in Gokul. Nanda, Yashoda, and everyone were there in Gokul. And then we see, no, we heard that how when Dantavakra, he knew, now's the time to attack the Brajavasis. Because he knew if I attack the Brajavasis, he was the most intelligent of all demons. Because the other demons, they were only attacking Krishna. But he realized if I attack those who are most near and dear to Krishna, then Krishna, he himself might leave his body or he'll have to come and fight me. So then what did he do? Dantavakra, he came with his entire army. And then when he, as he was about to attack the Brajavasis, that time Krishna, he came to this one village, this Datiha. No. And there, what is the meaning of Datiha? Datiha means in Brajavasha, you see, it is very difficult to pronounce Dantavakara. No, as he was crooked, his name is also very crooked. It's like a tongue twister, Dantavakara. So then they said, Dantavakraha, all the Vrajavasis. They said, oh, Dantavakraha. So then instead of saying that, they said Datiha. Then as it's like an apabranch. Apabranch means the mispronunciation. So this way, he came there and then Krishna, what did he do? He killed Dantavakra. And then what did he do? In his self-same form, he took all the Brajavasis and he went where? He returned back to Golok Vrindavan. So, in one form, as this Vasudev Nandan Krishna, he went back to Dwaraka in one form. No, and then because he still had more work to do, he had to take the Yadavas away from here. So, in that form, he went there. But in self-same form as Sri Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar, he took everyone away to Golok Vrindavan. So this way Jiva Goswami, he has shown that how Krishna, he is a Satya Sankalpa. Means whatever promise he has made, he fulfilled. He came and he met the Brajavasis. Again, he did not lie in the least. No. So we see Jiva Goswami, all these leelas he has described, some in a sutra form, in a condensed form, and some very elaborately. He's described all these leelas. Because we see, who is the one and only disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami? Srila Jiva Goswami. He has absorbed all the Vichardhara, all the conceptions of Rupa Goswami within his heart. He's like the foremost of Rupanugas after Raghunathas Goswami. So this way, what has he done? This Gopal Champu is actually, if you see, what is the meaning of Champu? I think Champu means a treasure chest, I think, no? Means a treasure chest. Champu. So anyhow, in this treasure chest, all of Gopal's pastimes are here. All these leelas of Krishna. And this way he has shown how if we read this book again and again, what to speak of reading, if we listen to this book again and again with very attentively and with sincere honor and faith, then these pastimes that we heard, then they are bound to manifest in our hearts. No. Because you see, the Shabda Brahma is not just words. It is not Shabda Samanya. Shabda Samanya means they are like mundane words. Shabda Samanya, they enter one ear and they go out of the other ear. They don't make any impression in the heart. But Shabda Brahma, these words spoken by the Vaishnavas, what do? They nourish the soul. They touch the soul. No. Like if you see, if there's a cooking pot, and then if you boil rice in it, then if you see, although the rice is not in direct touch with the fire, although there is the cooking pot, and then there's the water, and then there's the rice, but still the rice is boiling within the water. Similarly, if you see, the gross body is like that cooking pot, and the subtle body is like that water, and the soul is like that rice itself. So similarly, when we hear the Shabda Brahma, what happens? All that we are hearing by our gross senses and especially by the mind, still it is touching our soul. It is bound to touch our soul. So we must never be hopeless. We must be so grateful to the Vaishnavas that we heard these leelas, not just for like 1 or 2 months. I think nearly 2 years maybe we heard. No, I think beginning from anyhow, like more than a year and a half, 1 year, 8 months, I think we've been hearing every day, every day. No, just like if we were to take a bath, no, if we completely take a bath, you see all the water goes down the drain. No, but then still we feel refreshed. Why? Because there's still some drops of water clinging on to our bodies. Similarly, although we've heard all these leelas, and although, like I speak for most of us, we have not retained most of these pastimes that the Vaishnavas have spoken, still, if we pray from the core of our hearts, then we see, by the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas, Srila Gurudev, Srila Jiva Goswami, all these leelas will not just be words. They will manifest themselves within our hearts. This is the power of Leela Shakti. What does Leela Shakti do? She connects us to Krishna. She is Yogamaya. She connects us there to that. Like if you see in the Sahasranam, this thousand names of Mahaprabhu, if you see in one name, the Vaishnavas, they have given an explanation for Dayalu. Dayalu. In that name, I was just typing that explanation of Dayalu. Therein, normally the word Dayalu means compassionate. But the Vaishnava said, why is Mahaprabhu compassionate? Because Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He connected all the jivas to Leela Shakti. Who is Leela Shakti? She is like a manifestation of Srimati Radhika herself. So Mahaprabhu, as you know, Mahaprabhu, he never accepts anyone on his own. Means he offers everyone at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So here you see Mahaprabhu, he's making everyone free of all anarthas, and he's offering them at the lotus feet of Leela Shakti, at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Similarly, what is Jiva Goswami doing? What is he doing? He is making us free of all these anarthas, and he's offering us at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. No, this is like a thankless job, freeing us of all these anarthas. No, like Hridaya Dorbalya, Satrishna, Tuccha Shakti, all Aparad, all these things. Like one layer after another, he is freeing us. All these coverings, one after he's cutting, 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 cutting. No, very thankless job. So this way, we must not just think, oh, we heard all these leelas, now we just forget. No, let's hear another book from the Vaishnavas. How much are we trying to retain? Like recently, we heard that pastime of Mahaprabhu going to Barahanagar. No. That pastime where Mahaprabhu met Raghunath Bhagavatacharya, and then he heard the Bhagavatam from him. No, when I heard the Vaishnava speak on that, actually, if you see, why is Raghunath Bhagavatacharya famous for? Because of this book, this Krishna Prem Tarangini. And if you see, the Vaishnavas have spoken on this Krishna Prem Tarangini, maybe 10 years back. No, I was there in Anandham for like maybe 2 weeks. At that time, they were speaking on this Krishna Prem Tarangini. So we must question ourselves. We must place our hands on our hearts and ask, how many of us do remember what the Vaishnava spoke then on Krishna Prem Tarangini? No. How many of us remember? Vaishnavas just recently, they spoke on Ras Panchadayi some 3 years back. They spoke on Ras Panchadayi for 6 months. But how much have we remembered of this Ras Panchadayi? They even spoke on Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur Goswami's. But how many of us remember? No. And then some years before, they even spoke on Prabodharanda Saraswati's Vrindavan Mahimamrita. But how many of us remember? And then they even spoke on Hansaduta. Remember, no, some 7 or 8 years back, they spoke on Hansaduta also, about that swan. I don't know what happened to that swan in the end. After that, we had to go to Navadvip, and the swan, we left that swan. So I don't know what happened to that swan. But still, how many of us remember all these leelas that they're speaking? We must not take it for granted, thinking, oh, every day is Harikatha. We must try to retain something or the other at least, no, that we are remembering all these leelas that they're speaking. No, they spoke on Gita Govind for so many months. No, this Snigdha Madhusudan, this Mugdha Madhav, all these things. But so how much? We should try to retain. At least something we should try to retain. No. Like we see, I've noticed, whenever we go to the Vaishnavas, we say, oh, that halwa was very nice. That paneer sabji was very nice. Or the juice, very nice, very nice. But how many of us approach the Vaishnavas and say, oh, that class you gave was so beautiful. No, the class you were explaining about this tattva, that tattva, you know, that is also the prasad of the Vaishnavas, no. Not just halwa, barfi, kheer. Even what they're speaking is like the Mahaprasad, no. So we must not take it for granted. Thinking, oh, the Vaishnavas are speaking, no problem, no. They keep speaking. No, we must try to treasure this in our hearts, because this is what will stay with us until the day we die. Nothing else will stay with us, what we have heard from the lips of the Vaishnavas. So I pray at the lotus feet of Srila Jiva Goswami and the Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev and to the beloved associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that whatever they have spoken will one day manifest in our hearts. Not just that, oh, we heard something, we forgot. Once in a while we heard some recording. No, we must pray that they're manifest themselves in our hearts. Svatasiddha means manifest, self-manifest in our hearts. This is my prayer at the lotus feet. I only pray that again, sometime in the future, we can listen from the Vaishnavas about all these other granthas as well that they've published, like Krishna Karnamrita, Radharas Sudhanidhi, Vilap Kusumanjali. And again, if Vaishnavas are merciful, they may speak on Gopal Champu again. But we must only pray that we don't take it for granted, saying, oh, every day we're hearing, no problem. No. This should be our promise to them, that we don't take that Harikatha for granted.
Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripasindhuvyayvacha Patitanam Bhavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Tarupanuga Guru Varga, and all the Sama Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Prabhuji has asked, what's essence of Gopal Champu? We know for us, the Gaudiyas, our philosophy is divided into three, or if we want to teach about what is our philosophy, then you can summarize it in three ways. You explain about Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Sambandha meaning understanding who am I, what is this world, what is spiritual world, who is Bhagavan, who is my most worshipable Lord, like this, and like what is relationship. Then Abhideya meaning what is my activity? What is the process that I should be engaged in to reach the prayojan, which is the goal? And so if we are to be asked, what is evidence of all your teachings? Then this is what we learn from our Goswamis and from Mahaprabhu, that our main evidence is Srimad Bhagavatam. And really, in essence, whatever we teach and whatever our Goswamis teach, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And so we can understand the writings of Srila Jiva Goswami. These are all manifestations, really, of his packaging the Srimad Bhagavatam that it will be digestible to the conditioned jivas. Now, when we talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, this is not just plain tattva. There's all... all these discussions, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, not just tattva, but specifically also rasa. Like how really tasting these sweet moods of love. So when we talk of Gopal Champu, then this Jiva Goswami, now he's, in a way, he manifests Bhagavatam in a special way that we can... accordingly to Jiva's Adhikar, they can enter into tasting this rasa. So, but main thing, first, I would express my appreciation that Vaishnavas, they're independent. The Vaishnavas, as they like, they can do. But they are very merciful. They can just be absorbed in their own way. And like they can be engaged in their manasi seva in their own way and not care for other jivas. But they're very merciful that 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day, they open their heart. Vaishnava opening their heart and make us a part of their absorption. And this has been glorified. This is the nature of the Vaishnavas, that they experience all this satisfaction and ecstasy or this bliss only absorbed in Krishna, absorbed in their whole life only absorbed in Krishna, the whole life dedicated into Krishna's service. When I say Krishna, meaning his dham, his shakti, all this, all his tattva, his pastimes, his name, form, qualities, pastimes. So they're absorbing that, and he said they're enlightening one another, hearing about these pastimes. So therefore, we're expressing our appreciation. Vaishnava is giving time on this when Harikatha time. Actually, this is one of very special time. Why? Because it's the time the Vaishnava opening the heart and making us a part of their whatever where their heart is. So they're absorbed in that world. So actually, we are very lucky to be part of that. Once a day, then they're bringing us to that eternal reality. And this is what we can appreciate, that in the spiritual world, this is also happening. And this is what we learn, what we hear from Gopal Champu, that there, all the Brijbasis, they sit together and they listening to the pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna and the Brijbasis. And they also become absorbed. But they're there sitting, that the Madhukanta, Snigdakanta, they're the speakers. They would somehow even sometimes warn them, don't worry. Look, now you're here, because they see now they're suffering in separation because they have became absorbed in that pastimes of separation. And so they're reminding, look, you're here. You're not separated like this. So even in the spiritual world, they're experiencing this, sitting together and listening to the pastimes. And so there, our Sukadeva Goswami, when he was speaking Bhagavatam, we know the essence of Bhagavatam is Rasa Lila. And he said, after speaking about Rasa Lila, then he told the benediction, that what is the result of hearing these pastimes? Contrary to so many people having all these misconceptions that, you listen to pastimes of Radha Krishna, you become lusty and you become sahajiya, like this. Here, Sukadeva Goswami directly telling that the disease of the heart, this lust, the only way it can be removed is when prem comes to the heart, when this love comes to the heart. How it comes only when constantly, non-stop listening to the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. But of course, you have to listen from the lips of the realized, pure devotees. It is true, you become very lusty or more anarthas coming. That is if you listen to from materialists and those with material conceptions. But you're listening to personalities like Sukadeva Goswami, like our Guru Varga, like our Srila Gurudev. Then he said, very quickly, this love can come and easily this lust will go away. So, this Gopal Champu is none different. And actually, in Gopal Champu, then we hear so much more reconciliation, like some things not very clear in Bhagavatam, then Jiva Goswami revealed like so many things. Like sometimes we think like, oh, that's very like a very bad situation. The Brijbasis, when Krishna left, then they're just there in, like, what happened? They're just there in Braj, like, not eating, not, like, just, you know, just like statue, and that's it, like, suffering separation. But if we read Gopal Champu, actually so many things are happening. Like, Krishna sending all these duties, and they're telling all the news, what's happening there in Dwarka. And all the Brijbasis hearing, and oh, they become so enlivened also. Oh, what's happening to Krishna? Like this, oh, Krishna did this, like this. And then they also send message to the same messenger. They have their messengers also sent to Krishna. And then Krishna also hearing what's happening in Braj. Like this, so it's going on. So then, of course, we hear about how Krishna returned and married all the gopis. Now, many of these pastimes, like, of course, these are all beyond me. And I don't need to like understand like, oh, why like this, but we have to understand, oh, Krishna's pastimes are endless, so wonderful, so beautiful, and we can only be thankful that Vaishnavas, they're giving opportunity that somehow we're hearing all these things. By hearing these things, then we can have a glimpse of what is the nature of that world. Oh, that world is only just like all about love. All about love of Sri Radha and Krishna, like this. So we hear that there's also one thing we can see also in Gopal Champu is that in as far as like speaking of the katha, there's also some like some gradation. Because like what we hear in the morning, then there's the group, like a general group. That's Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda. They're all there, Radharani, and all are listening, all Brijbasis. But then in the evening time, then it's just the gopis. So then we can see that all intimate pastimes, they don't speak like in the morning time. But then more detail as far as like specific, like intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then they're explained in the evening. That's only with the gopis group, like this. So there's all this consideration of the rasa. So in the same way, like when we talk of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's so many containers. Like the listeners are like different like receptacles. So the guru, the speaker, they speak accordingly. And this, we can appreciate so much, like how the Vaishnava explaining, like some things which can be like very confusing, or like, let's say, it may seem like a very intimate subject, but then when they explain, it becomes like a very, very easy, very like simple, and very practical. And we can see, like, Vaishnava always explaining in accordance to the status of the sadhak, especially making reflection on the lila, like teaching in the lila in according to our relation with guru, the Vaishnavas, and in our present situation. So this is, like, very important that first we learn how to relate within our situation as a sadhak, and here then we can begin to appreciate and learn how everyone in the spiritual world are relating to each other. Anyway, this Gopal Champu, now we finished, but Harikatha will continue. The heart of the Vaishnava is like very merciful and very generous. So we pray that more Harikatha will continue, and all these beautiful things will continue to purify us and nourish us, and Replace all the bad sangs, the very bad sangskars in our heart with all these transcendental bhakti sangskars. Bansha kalpataru yascha kripasin vaiva cha bhatidanam bhavani vaishnavonam.
ज्ञानमतिब्रह्मशवनञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमोऽवदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जायते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन महाभाव स्वरूपतम कृष्ण प्रिया भरियसी प्रेम भक्ति परिदेवी राधिकेतांग नमन्नम राधे वृंदावनधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निज पदाब्ज तस्मह्यं प्रदीयतां वंदे नंदब्रजस्त्रीणां पादरुणमपेक्ष जसं हरि कथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णववृंद की जय। स्वपार्षद गोधरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। जय भक्त विग्रह विनाशन करने सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्ट प्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती धरणी की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। समवेत गौरभक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी Now is causeless merciful Gurupad Padma and unlimited merciful all Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, Bhaktas, devotees. I have no desire and no taste. Also I no like Harikatha, Harikirtan. I am tasteless and also energyless. But Vaishnavas mercifully they are giving chance and opportunity. Oh, anyhow, you come sitting, reading, you are hearing. This is good for future life. Otherwise, this world is alone sitting, then mind is collecting many friends. Senses are then meeting with many others. Big group. English what called telling ghost and witch. Brahma Rakshasa. Mind is collecting more than any other world to planet to where to what doing no guarantee. No protection. Here is Sravan Kirtan, the Bhakti's limbs. ভজনের মধ্যে শ্রেষ্ঠ নববিধা ভক্তি, কৃষ্ণপ্রেম কৃষ্ণদিতে ধরে মহাশক্তি, তার মধ্যে সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠ নাম সংকীর্তনম, হ্যাঁ অনিরপরাধে নাম রইলে পায় প্রেমধন, ভক্তি স্লিমস ইজ নাইন হেয়ার এনি হাউ বাই ট্রিক বাই হুক অ্যান্ড ক্রুক বাই চিট, দিস লিমস ইজ ফলোয়িং প্র্যাকটিসিং দেন মায়াদেবী ইজ হ্যাজ অলসো লীলা মেনি টাইপস অফ অলসো অল আর ইজ প্লে ইনস্ট্রুমেন্ট অফ মায়াদেবী ইজ প্লে গার্ডেন অল আর ভেরি হ্যাপি অল আর হ্যাভ মেনি প্রেজেন্টেশন গভর্নমেন্ট গিভিং ল্যাপটপ ট্যাপটপ অ্যান্ড মোবাইল মেনি থিংস গিভিং ফ্রি গিভিং গেম গ্যাম্বলিং উইন উইংস অল আর হ্যাভ উইংস অলসো নাও ফ্লাইং এভরিথিং গিভিং ফ্রি ওয়াইন ফাইন মেনি থিংস গিভিং বাট হরিকথা নট গিভিং হরিকীর্তন নাইন টাইপস অফ ভক্তি স্লিমস ফলোয়িংস ফর নোবডি গিভিং অর্ডার ইনস্ট্রাকশন নো গিভিং অপরচুনিটি টু গুরু বৈষ্ণবাজ ভেরি মার্সিফুল দ্যার ফর কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ হি ইজ দিস অ্যারেঞ্জিং দিস প্রোগ্রাম হি ইজ টেলিং মাদার ইউ অনলি টাইং মি অ্যালোন দিস ইজ নট গুড ইউ টাইং মাই অল সখাজ আই এম অ্যালোন নট থিপ লিডার মাই সখাজ আর অলসো স্টিলিং মেনি থিং উইথ মি অলসো মাঙ্কিজ আর স্টিলিং Well, also my sakhis are also like the same. You're tying everybody? No, you're tying only me. So now I am tying everybody. Krishna, he say, before this Narada Rishi arresting two his disciples, he correcting good disciple, this Nal Kubera Monogiri. Okay. Now I am giving my all Shakti, I am giving liberation and giving my Shakti. He is tying everybody, all Brajavasi, all are he is arresting. Which is his, what power? Lila Shakti is power, which is he making connection, connected. That Lila Shakti, Krishna Lila, Lila Shakti is distributing, giving. But who is distributing this Nal Kubera Monogiri in Gokul Mahavan? That time they are get liberation. After they are not in Rasalila Vrindavan. Govardhan Dharan Lila, Adara Lila, that time they are not present. They are already gone. But Krishna giving liberation, at a time giving his order and permission. You continue speaking this Harikatha. Shravan Kirtan. One will be hearer, one will be speaker. Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta giving this third, this, their ceremony, name, also Diksha. Their Harikatha speaking for they now taking Diksha. They are gone eternal Brajadham and they are in this world. Krishna coming, Krishna Lila is like one notungi a drama. But that world, this is truthful, yeah, permanent, but Snigdha Kanta, Madhu Kanta explaining, speaking, continue this rasa distributing. And this rasa is rasa malayam muraho rasika bhavuka. This rasa malayam continue this rasa drinking and they are getting is more closed and near to Krishna. They are already now near to Krishna. So this Jiva Goswami Prabhu, this Krishna Lila, in Srimad Bhagavatam, shortly, Sukadeva Goswami has no time, only 7 days and 7 nights, very short time. He is quickly, shortly explaining and running. like Katyanvrata, only two verses, one verses. And this Futsal Lady, only one verse. He is not explaining everything. Now, Jiva Goswami Prabhu, all Leela, completely he is glorifying, explaining. But where to? In Snigdha Kanta, Madhu Kanta, Eternal Brajamandal, every day giving these classes. Jiva Goswami Prabhu, also they are present. Who are he? Some are telling Vilas Manjari, some are telling Bhanumati Sakhi. There are many Swarup. This is truthful. Anybody coming, telling, who is Mohanta here? Somebody telling Giri Maharaj. He is our Sanyasi Acharya Guru. Somebody saying, no, Giridhari Prabhu. Now many Giri. Not one Giri, many Giri. So Brajamandal, this is understanding is problems. Many names. Roti Manjari is name, Roti Manjari, Tulasi Manjari, many others. Not one name. The understanding is problem. But this Vilas Manjari, Eternal Brajamandal too, every day, really, all Harikatha, in his class, after reserving in his books. That Harikatha, eternal power and electronic power there. You touch this much, you are reading and speaking, then automatic reflecting and appears in your heart. This much is writing, you is explaining more. You also surprise where from come, how come? So this is like more than atom bomb. Spiritual, all conscience, all extract, everything is he's reserving. Only he's saying, you hearing, you reading, you remembering, then you will be nearby Krishna and Vrajavasis. And last time, he is telling the Snigdha Kanda, Madhu Kanda, Krishna sending Brajdham. But they are all time Krishna order following, all explaining. But last they are understanding, they are now requesting Srimati Radharani, praying Radharani is near, Lalita Vishakha is near. Then they took shelter. And they surrender and shelter. They're telling, oh, forever you giving permission, the all are glorified. Not only Krishna, not Vrajavasis, Vrajdevis, only under guidance of you. What you like, what you choiceful. And this is Krishna Puja, Krishna Aradhana. Or independently anything doing, yeah, I am speaking by order of Krishna, then Vrajavasis are hearing everything, but Vrajavasis are one time, two time after, they thinking new other things, other lila. So Radharani is mercy, then continue, very tasteful, one by one lila manifesting. And that possible the nectar this distributing, and then all are very happy. Tawar, this front of this Guru Bhargava's mercy, one by one, this nectars, this coming, anybody accepting, they are lucky. But this nectar is very merciful also. You like, no like. Desire, no desire. But this is helpful. Hearing, yes, sleeping. No problem. Gurudev giving classes, then all are here, they are present, but no understanding any Hindi. Also, his lectures. He is bona fide spiritual master. His lecture is not too ordinary. Other than Maharaj coming, this speaking story, very happy. Like Navadvip Parikrama time. Then asking, who is giving today class? So everybody telling, one Maharaj, Tridandi Maharaj. Why he is shouting and he is speaking very nice stories, everybody very happy. Tivikrama is starting class, all are sleeping and snoring. Maharaj is giving class, they are scared, try to understanding, but very difficulty. But my Guru Maharaj is very polite and quiet like baby, they are talking. He know our standards, he all time talking in baby talk. Yeah. Like, story no, he touching you, what are you doing, what he is doing, what everybody's mentality, and now how getting benefit, how progress coming, one by one, step by step, he's telling seriously. But all are Mathura, no understanding. Maharaj saying, don't worry, you sitting here. No understanding, sleeping, but coming 1 hour, sitting, hearing. This spiritual quality, not possible anybody own sadhana which is bringing and collecting and will be qualified. Lila Shakti looking, sleeping, snoring, but coming every day. Okay, now remove everything. I am giving special power, mercy. Yeah. So the Guru Vaishnavas causes mercy. Oh, telling Gurudev one day, one person every day coming for Harikatha. Coming Harikatha, Harikatha starting and sleeping. Then he says, what can I do? He is one day asking. So then telling any senses are disturbing, then giving punishment. The next day, he bring in chili powder. And his eyes down, is giving chili powders nicely, smearing, and a lot of tears coming. Continue, not sleep coming, only tears is dropping. Everybody surprised, this person is everybody sleeping, and 2 days only he's crying. And after last time, Harikatha finished, then asking him, why are you crying? Say, no, I am not crying, I am giving my eyes is chili powder. Say, why? This eyes is every day coming Harikatha and then sleeping. Then giving punishment, this senses, this is good, and then Krishna's mercy coming. Then this speaker, Mahanta Maharaj, he say, really, I am hearing anybody's senses are against of bhakti, they giving punishment. But today I am looking in you, you are right person. Okay, I am praying for you also. But next day too, sleep forever gone. And weakness gone. All his anarthas gone. So all are try to little bit is accepting. Anyhow coming, no desire, no taste, time pass, coming front of deity, front of all Vaishnavas, bhaktas, sitting, and with Jiva Goswami Prabhu, no understanding. With Jiva Goswami Prabhu, telling, Echai Gosai Jabai Braja Koila Bas, Radha Krishna Nityalila Korila Prakash. Their identity. These six Goswamis came at this Vrindavan, Brajadham, 5,500 years after the Krishna Lila manifest in this Brajadham. 5,000 years, this is disappears. But eternal all Lila, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, everything with this, Nitya Lila, now they are, by causes mercy, they bring here. And eternal world to here. But this time, no coming. But they said, no, come. Why not? Mahaprabhu by order. They, all Lila, everything come. Krishna, all this Bansibad, this all Jamuna, Kesighat, all Lila Stali appears, and all Lila appears. And everybody is giving help and mercy and accepting. Homa Vrindavan. So therefore, all are very lucky. Gurupad Padma by causal mercy. He is giving this order. Tishanda Kirtita Stabodhane Bhai. Only how he will be pleased. Morning, afternoon, evening, Tishanda. All time was Kirtan, Harikatha, Sabanam Kirtanam, which is running. Guru Maharaj's heart will be melting and will be pleased. And he's take care of us and he's take all our responsibility. And he's why writing Shastra, all are trying to follow, then mercy automatic coming. All are will be then is advanced and smart and qualified. So Jiva Goswami Prabhupada are praying this Gopal Champu. Champu means this is on hidden treasure, very secret. All things is his keeping and saving. These things is opening for needed Jiva Goswami Prabhu's great mercy. Otherwise, this not possible opening. All treasure, but no key, no lock, unlocked, but already locked. Or opening for need, his followers, his near and dearest, they are near prey. So this last is telling anybody, Srimati Radharani, Lalita Visakha and Sakhi's Manjari's followers, they are near this key. They are near praying and begging and they are opening and they are giving entrance and you, as a choice you drinking, as a choice you distributing, no problem. So this Gopal Champu, this our Krishna Lila and Krishna non difference. Krishna Lila, no Lila is Brahma. Sometimes he is Parabrahma, sometimes Ishwar, sometimes Parameshwar. But Brajamandal, he is not his Ishwar. Brajamandal, he is only Brajanandan Samsundar, Brajesh Krishna. And he is not his Brahma Parabrahma, Parameshwar. But this Lesukti, bringing Krishna our near and giving all relation and entrance and admission. Therefore, this Gopal Champu, this spiritual way going for, only journey for, without visa and without passport, without fee and fare, only one platform and condition. Though all are again and again reading, remembering, praying, offering, obeisances, then is very easy will be. Today is here now stopping. Now, tomorrow to studying other books, but now is coming Raj Yatra, Jagannath Dev. So now Bhakta devotees desire, then all are going Govardhan, Giriraj. Braj Mandal is only Giriraj. All are Jagannath doing Raj Yatra. So then going Govardhan near and taking Govardhan within Palikuin and doing his parikrama. Others taking Jagannath. And nice kirtan, and nice bhoga offering, abhishek, was doing parikrama. No need here anybody. All going there after, like afternoon lunch prasadam, then going, and then evening is abhishek, parikrama, bhograg, after coming night time. So, but Jagannath, who is Jagannath eating only khaja, gaja, his food stuff. But Brajamandal, all right now, like is soft and sweet rasam alayam, like mango, shake, rabdi, nice, nice drinks, nice, nice things. So, Giriraj Govardhan, long time waiting. Lockdown, 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 nobody going. I am thinking now, Chaturmasya coming soon. So, before Chaturmasya, then many things is banned. No eating this, no eating this, no looking this, no saving, no this and that. But Raj Yatra Day, no ban. So going, Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama giving and offering him, praying, begging, Chaturmasya for will be good. Otherwise, this Guru Purnima time, very rush. Not possible that time any Parikrama, not bhoga, not abhishek, very rush. So now is, bas, last rajyatra, after coming, devotees, bhaktas are every day going, I have no tension, but commonly going, Hari Kirtan with his, Hari Katha, then better. Alone coming, but not alone. There are many monkey with meeting, many donkey, many other with his meeting, and they are this talking, discussing, looking at them, feeding them, but not feeding Giriraj Govardhan, not glorify Giriraj, no doing Kirtan for Giriraj, no praying, but praying for monkey. Behind monkey coming in or looking, this side, running sometimes, this is not good. Within bhakta devotees, Harikatha, Kirtan, very nicely, and doing bhograg and calling Jagannath, okay, you are now arrested in Jagannath Puri, now you come here forever. So then doing parikrama. This is now all are arranging everything and sometimes going. God Pramanandi.